This is observed that a regular year does not mukhafas unless Yeshua they do the Megillah and all the Mishtayim on Yidalim. Any place that mukhafas is not Yeshua, they do the mitzvahs on Shushabon on Shabbat. So Yerushalayim is mukhafas. And therefore the halacha is we do all the mitzvahs on Shushabon as well. That Agav Yerushalayim before Manhattan is the same thing. It's mukhafas. Chaimot is not Yeshua, because Manhattan, the Essen, has walls around it, and so the Essen was just a Yochid. And therefore, for why doesn't Manhattan, or any, even you want to say maybe Brooklyn, some of the Manhattan should have the same title of Park Moshulis like we have this year? Can you tell me, no, there's no wall, it goes underneath the ground, nothing's in the water. So the Gemara and Dachem of Beis, because that's Tveria. It's Tveria, Mukhefis, from Man Yeshua not, because three sides had a wall, and one side is the water. Gemara says, is water have a din of being chaymanat? Gemara's matkana is a sasek, and therefore it's very dismantling. So on that side, Yishvayim amayim, so why isn't all these shadows of former shulas together to also Manhattan? Avad man, family of Zokhan, we should live there. Avad is not together in Manhattan. Yishvayim al bisvar, my tenat. And there is a state of mikdash yisol, and could be chesed, the tshuva about it. Yishvayim shom. But it gets again the shadow of former shulas, simply over here, only in Yishvayim.
No.
So Purim, this year our Shabbat is called Purim Shulish, because that's when the mitzvahs are divided up into all 3 days. Just to remember, it's simple, there are 2 mitzvahs in every day, 2 on Friday, 2 on Shabbos, and 2 on Sunday, Baker. The 2 mitzvahs on Shabbos on Friday is that you do Megillah, Saturday night and Saturday of the day, Yom Shishi, and also you do Matzah Tavyonim. The 2 mitzvahs you do on Shabbos is that you do Alam Nisim, Tefillah, and the Kishtar, that's one. And a second thing is that you do Shalom Adosh and Binyan HaShalyim. The Gemara says you have a special chiyuv this year, since we do not have Megillah, we have to learn the lachos of Shalom Adosh and Binyan HaShalyim. On the Yom Rishon Sunday, the 2 mitzvahs are Sudo and Meshvayach Monis. That's the Ikla, lacha how we paskin. Not to go through the entire list and see the different shadows that come off. First off, Megillah, that's in the Mishnah, and that says, and all the Mishnah, when it says, when it comes down, the Benyan, the Dalit, and the Mankrach, it says, well, it comes down on Shabbos, then he does the Megillah, he does it a day earlier, the Mishnah does it before, he does it on Yom Shishi. The Gemara, Dalit, on the day, explains the Megillah. Also, one reason, Xerah, Rabbi explains Pshat the Mishnah, that a person will have Megillah, won't know how to read it, will go to a Baki, and Shemi Yavrena, Dalit, Amit, Bushos, Rabbi. Therefore, the Gzeira of the Rabbah of the Chumah made that a person should not do Megillah on Shabbos, however they does it on Friday. If so, this didn't, even though Gzeira the Rabbah, even for the Rabbah, it's not the time for the Amar Rebbe. It's a Mishnah, it's not going ready. Because if it's not ready, then this did, the person cannot read it on Shabbos. If so, why doesn't a person do it on Sunday? Why not go on Yom Shishi? Says the Gemara, Lo Yaber, the Vikram Megillah has to doctor within the fifth, before the 15th day in Purim. And the Megillah says, well, yeah, it's not past the day. If it's not doing Shishi, you have to do it during Shishi. Now, what is this Gedda that we're reading on Yom Shishi? There are 2 separate challenges you can clarify. One is that first, the Mikra Megillah we have to read is a Divrei Kabbalah, is Ruach HaKodesh. That's how every year is Ruach HaKodesh. This year, is it also Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Kabbalah says to read it on Yom Shishi? Or this year, it's Divrei Kabbalah? The true Evan, and the Fahim Aleph, the Vamas, the Arab Shabbat, the title. It comes out the Tiri Abba, and Chanami is Tindu Abba Bisman is there. That Bisman of the Megillah, Bisman of Mordechai Nestor, and Chanami is in Shabbos. The Chomu Oikrit, and they made the Chomu Tanoim Oikrit, and they say we only do it on Yom Shishi. Over there on the page, the Cheshik Shloimo and the Chayim Alef disagrees, the Bini Shloimo and Shuvah disagrees, and they tell you it's Medivir Kabbalah. But if you go to Tiri Abba, it's the place we are precious for, that Tindu Abba Bisman is there, will come out that the Chomu, that means if it's that year, let's say a person from Bnei Brak, he comes to Yerushalayim, and he hears Mirka Megillah from someone who is a Ben Yerushalayim, he won't be Yitzah from the son of Ben Yerushalayim, because you are born and not be Yitzah from someone's a Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, Mechalei Sedei Torah, Tzadik Vav, has din of Deraisah. Therefore, Dabbana cannot be Yitzah Deraisah, so come out that since Bizman Zeh, the Gun, the Tanoim was only Din Dabbana, or Eikah, the Megillah, Din Dabbana, or come out, the Ben Yerushalayim cannot be Yitzah Megillah. It cannot be Yitzah, a person wants to be Yitzah from a Ben Yer. There is a second child that I've heard, who is not holy upon this, is Even if you want to say, aside to the Kabbalah, aside to the Abbalah, what din does our Kriya have? Is that a Kriya that should be on Shabbos? And Yom Shishi is Shweb is Malam? Well, no, the Ve'etzel, a Kriya is Yom Shishi. That means, aside whether, again, is it Zman, is it Yom Shishi, or is it, or is we're reading a Yom Shishi, Shweb is Malam? That means, aside to the Abbalah, aside to the Kabbalah, you can say, the Zman is still Yom Shishi, the Abbalah means the Zman Yom Shishi. And the Rabbanu said to the Kabbalah, you can say, the Kabbalah says we should read a Shloim with Manu. A second Hakir, the early first. So, first, they did it. What? We'll get enough minutes. So, first, the law is that every year a person should try as much as he can to run after a minion of 10 people. That's for every year in Mada. For this year, he's always trying to go after a minion of 10 people. Says, Machabed, he cannot get 10 people, he can really be Yechidus. Says, the Gemara, the Shloim is Manu, and he didn't Shloim is Manu, and the Machoy can show you if it's Ma'ak or not. Gemara, the Shloim is Manu is even less. Machoy can be, Gemara, is it B'dieve, or if not, be not Yoitza. Machoy can show you, the Rav, the Ran says, not Yoitza, the Rashi, the Rosh, the Balabor, and the Rav says, you are Yoitza B'dieve. But everyone agrees that Achilles go after 10 people. The Machoy is Shloim is Manu. The person is going to be the Yemenan. Therefore, Allah, what should you do? Set the place. If it's like this man, let's say it's your baby, if it's like this man, a person should do Megillah, you can't get 10 people, below your home, and you should try to find afterwards. Look at people, get them in afterwards. The Shabbos, this man is out this year, from a shulish. On Friday, is that this man, or is this man? Again, the Gemara is talking about, could be all your baby, you give them, slow this man. What about us? Is it this man, or slow this man? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it is not for very tzaddik, but for us, by former shulis, as a din of shloim bezmano. Therefore, Mishavua paskins, Allah la maisa, if a person cannot get 10 people, you should not lay with a bracha. You should not lay maisa with a bracha. Why? Because they're machlekes. If it's ma'ak, not ma'akim, and a din, mikra megillah, whether it's in kabbalah bracha, as a din of shloim bezmano. This have a pichot paskins, and then the yalgazi, the kabbalahayim, and again, pichot shloim, so the kabbalahayim also, the moit bezmano, the shtumah goes this way, and the sumas chayim. One year he passed this way, it was crazy, but also he went with this ma'alach from the Shavuot and said to the Echonami that this year is Shloim this month. Therefore you have to mask it on 10 people. And Tal Sheni, the Chazir says, no. First of all, the Gemara and Dachra, when you read them, you do it, Yud'alach, you base it, you give them. However, since you're Dalit, since you're Reva Oilam, the command of the world, everyone reads on your Dalit, on your Shishi, that's your God. Therefore, that is considered this month. That is this month. And therefore, Chazit passed in that way, and Zodokal was chayim, and Nechami was coming, he passed in that way. Also, that you did not need a minion, b'diyevet, a body should always go after a minion, b'diyevet, you can make a bracha, who didn't know Shemeach, and Yabia Oimer, and Mekoy Koytus, Shlom Zalman, Yafi Oishit, Nebbe Gabriel, they all pass it, and they bring down that that's the minion. The minion is, you should try as much as you can, but have people try to get a minion. According to Mishimur, you cannot make a bracha. However, the minion is, and Nechami is so close, so you do make a bracha. Why should you go like a Chazit, and it is considered this manner. The bracha after the Mikra Megillah seems to be machlokes. The Pesach Tshuva and Tavar Tzadik and Bing Jam, you make the bracha even after the Mikra Megillah. And the Shlomo Zalman and Hilchos Chayim Mechatz says you do not make the bracha after the Mikra Megillah. So far, so a person on Bada this year should try as much as possible, extremely that you should try to get a minyan. Again, according to Mishnah Berurah, the Kamashon is not used in the mitzvah at all. Come back also, another Machmina, if you take the Mishnah Berurah, even all year, let's say every year again, we have Hilchos Chayim Mechatz that you should. You should try to get 10 people. Every year you should try to get 10 people, but every year is not active. What is considered 10 people? What's the point of 10 people? That means, so Mr. Shiloh, can you go on the bus, read Mikra Megillah, 10 people on the bus. What's the problem? I have 10 people. I'm reading it to myself, is that actually 10 people or not? So the Chaznish in Sim Kuf Nehemiah surveys, he says, even though if 10 people are all 10 of reading it, even though either not people listening or all 10 of reading, it does not make a difference. They hear it from each other. That is considered no problem. This like Selfish of Dusha, Lord Field, the Tzibur, he says, let's say we all start together, even though one finishes 5 minutes before the other one, does not make a difference. We do not have to hear each other. Selfish of Dusha is to do something to Zion. Therefore, the Chazir says, we do not have to hear from each other. And as long as we're all reading it, it's considered no problem. Therefore, first of all, not in the bus, not yourself, because you're reading it by yourself. And not, this like Dusha, not yourself, to the Tzibur, the bus, not yourself. That's what my son, the Chazir, wants. The risk of the squeeze of the Chazir, and he goes a step further. Malachim is brought down by the Shuvah and all the Chalupes, more than the Zman Chalupes, couldn't some Moishas, but Kamas Farm. The thing now, the risk of the Chazir is that when it says you have to have 10 people, it's not that like feel the tibur adam shem kedusha. It's what that all 10 people have to hear it from one person. They have to be yud shemim. They have to be himself, himself, and not other people. Everyone has to hear it. That means if you make noise and one person misses one word, you do not have 10 shemim for the whole time to kill him. This Quran says you have to, that's every single year. If you want to get, like Abhila, what Makabe says, to get a third, 10 people per million every year, says this Quran, like Abhila, what do you have to do? All 10 people have to hear every single word. Will come out, you take it to this Quran, Zaman with Mishnah is there. This year, a person is ma'akev, and a person cannot make a brothel by Megillah, unless you have 10 people. And this Quran says, what to find 10 people? That everyone, 10 people have to hear the words that comes out. You have to have 10 people listening, and if not, you're not Mekai Mitzvah, it'll be a brothel, but all the Mishnah Gur. You take two Chumash together, and therefore, a lot of people are very ma'akev, that you should have people mamash sitting there listening to Kumash every single word.
What's the time that you're not sure that you must go in? You probably did, but just in case you say, what value is it to you? Bad and I get to the claim there, or should I get to the claim there? What do you do for the time yourself, like you only see the person that's coming in the name? Then you need to know them, and then come to you. Tell me.
So this is what I'm sure to show.
Then it's different for them.
I don't know about it. That's the mind, you see.
But
Rabbi Ramah is not
the same
Bible. No, no. It's the same thing. Who is Ramah?
Who is
the same one together? Rabbi Ramah.
What's
the Rabbi Ramah? For example, if you say the guest, a person, let's say the Tamil in the shul is looking at Megillah, and you're in your dormitory, and you can hear it in Yeshiva, so they come and you get it, this girl is a Chazanish. But Rabbi Ramah won't get it. You know what I mean? That you might have to go to the Beit Menashe together with Rabbi Ramah. No, Rabbi Ramah is only his.
That's the din of lawyers, but then you see the lawyers with Kilo.
But Kilo is always on with Kilo. She was one of Kilo's with Hapra, lawyer. This is Ma'ak, and that's Mr. Booth this year. Not the din against Megillah, the place coming down, is Megillah. On this Shabbat, is a Muxanah. From an Akashi Megillah's class, is a Muxanah. Since there, the author says the person cannot read it on Shabbat, Shemi Adreno is a Muxanah. The Apalaskim, the Pichadim, and the Badi Yatef, the Shai Tshuva, Kishkonach, they are in the Mamita Machman, the Makilim, the Mishabur, the Amma Shulchan, the Machim and Makilim, exactly what you do with them on Muxavir, and to smack the on the Vekaiwa. So the point is, usually there's no real terror to read them in the Gilam Shabbos, well, why get involved with such a Shaila? Nakadin is the name of Matanus Majorinim. So that's the Rosh Kimon Rapush, not the Dalvon Bey, the Gimon is saying, again, it's a Kasha, why do you read Megillah on Yepshishi, why did you read the Megillah on Shabbos? The Gemara have one teret, they have the Apple. The Gemara comes on to the second teret. It says the base is, the Pnei She'neim Shalaneem, the Suet, the Mikra Megillah. The eyes of the Neem, they look up the way to the Mikra Megillah, and they can't wait to get there in Matthomas. Therefore, since we cannot, on Shabbos, give Matthomas of Yagdim, smoke stone, even money bad to them, so therefore, a person, therefore, since Matthomas of Yagdim cannot be in Shabbos, and has to be a different day, therefore make it on Yom Shishi. Therefore, Megillah is following Matthomas of Yagdim. That's how Yagdim learns. Megillah that's the Shabbat on Shabbos. Just why is Megillah on Yom Shishi? It's following Matthomas of Yagdim that cannot be on Shabbos Kodesh. Therefore, Kamal is more important that Matthomas of Yagdim is Yom Shishi. Good Am Alachan and Simitov Reish Pechet, and Sifav, and Mechabit says, Matthomas of Yagdim is Yom Shishi, says the Goyim of the College of Wisdom Kor from this Gemara. That's like the one thing. The Islam is totally, the Megillah, the Aniyim look up, whenever the Megillah, that's when Matthomas of Yagdim is. On this side, explains the Torah event on a Yerushim side, that the whole reason is that the person, the Megillah, is found in Tosla Dainin, Avad Megillah is not the Megillah, Avad is the Megillah. Because the Chama won't be Oiker one Mitzvah for another Mitzvah. So you have a couple of reasons. One is you won't be Oiker Megillah, Mitzad, Shash, and Mitzvah in Tosla Dainin. So Avad is Mitzad, Avad is Megillah. A third of all, what about the Din of Al Nisim? When do you do that? So also Mechabah is very clear in Tavrit Pechas, he writes Al Nisim is on Shabbos Kodesh. We show the way, the Rav Mishnah says that way, the Rav Bazin Truva says that way, different parts of all the way down, Al Nisim is specifically on Shabbos. Let's say you say on Yom Shishi. Do you, are you afraid or not? So Allah has got it all year round, every year, in Tavrit Tzadik Gimel and Sukkot Vav, it says, let's say you're a Ben Mishnah, and you read, you said Al Nisim on Yudalit, which you're not supposed to, so the Mishnah Brewer, you never face it. So this year not been in any other year. This year Shishi not played it. Why? Because every year you're not playing it when you read it on Yedalit. That's Yedalit. On also, what's the law on Yedalit? You say Al Nisim. So the Ikka the Pesachim say you did not say it on Yedalit. However, let's say you say it on your malach, says the Mishnah, you are not chayzer, because in Shaitas, the only Ma'ilu is told, it's also Shaitas these days, and you're not chayzer. So come down, you say it on Shabbat Kodesh, on Erev Shabbat, and Moshe Shabbat, you're not chayzer, but you should not say it. There are places where kind of the water by a pseudo. The din is by pseudo, some of the regular, and the pseudo don't say, I'll need him, or you're chayzer not. Machlaik is Mishnah, being down 2 days. Mashal, the Tash says, you have to be chayzer. That Al Nisim should be said in the Tudor, the law of Kanis and Chilik Beis. He wants a Taino. Might be saying the Tudor on Shabbos. If I have Al Nisim, which is off the Tudor, I cannot say he's Masopic. Therefore, the Ikka, the place of safety, Masmer, don't say you have to, but they say you should say Al Nisim by Zafu get the Muslim on your mission by their Rathalans. The same in benching itself, a person should not say it. So they might say it might be a heretic and they can rehold Al Nisim and Zafu Shabbos. However, since it's a pshat, it's the inni to say it on your mission, the place you say, the lot always muscle, the toy, a person should go be mahat and try to say al nisim in the rachmans, the lot of my kosher.
What do you guys do
the
like
al nisim? They have two Moshe Shabbos. It's the same thing with it. They just say, the same thing you say, the al nisim.
Moshe
Shabbos. Moshe Shabbos, you shouldn't say it. Is it not a pseudo? No. So just that, this is
fine. How do you hold that?
Mr. Kofmore, So on Chanukah, it's brought down by Sefer Maaseh Shabbos, as he says, Lefid the Goyim, he says, he cannot say Bakosh on Shabbos, but how is Al Nisim, you can say Bakosh on Bakosh, you can say Arachmon, and it's brought down in one of these from Yashav on Chanukah, that you should not say Bakosh on Bakosh. I think what he means, you shouldn't say Arachmon, you say Al Nisim, Bakosh on Avaydah, not Bakosh on Bakosh. You should not switch the Bakosh on Avaydah to Bakosh, say Bakosh on Avaydah. Another lacha is the Kriya of Yahweh HaMolech, that's also brought down before the Mechaber, that a person should do it on from himself, on Shabbos Kodesh, and of course also a person should not say Avarachlum and should not say Tzurz Kaskom. Nachadin is pseudo. When you say pseudo, so Yishalmi, it's brought down, that his lashon is, the pasuk says, Yimei Mishta Ksev, Es Simchotek, Kluy Bebezim, Yetze Zeh Shabbos, Es Simchotek, Dei Shemayimi. That we will not make a tzuda on Shabbos, why? Because there's simcha v'day shemayim, and Shabbos have simcha v'day shemayim. Therefore, Bezdin cannot put upon him another simcha. Therefore, the Yishami said, you should not have a tzuda on Shabbos, have the tzuda on your mission. That's what the Ram brings down, and we're told by both of that way in our lacha. That's kind of Mechaba passing, the Mosul of Lichot, does not disagree, Mogadav, the Nerd Behuda, the Karim and Sanu, the Rav Hashulchan says, Lo Yizolim, the Yishami, the Ufni Yishami, the Rav Kavnish goes this way, Mishnah Brewer goes this way, Beka Apoyskim, Malach Lamaisa, we Paskim, the Suda is Beyond Mishan. Why the Maisa Beyond Mishan and not Beyond Shishi? Why are we, he says we cannot have Shabbos, why do you think on Sunday and not Friday? So for different reasons, one reason the Meiri and the Kol Hayom both say, because the Maisa, the Chiv didn't come yet, the Chiv is it came on Shabbos, we can go Shabbos, it goes on Sunday. Therefore you don't make it early except by Megillah, we have no option to make it earlier, but otherwise you always push it off later. So what Chaim Sonnenfeld says, not on Yom Shishi, because the person is being carried for Shabbos, this is a Shabbos. So Chutzlar and Islam, you have no option. We have an option, we made it to Yom Yishin. Lavush says, not Yom Yishin, in times because there was Melchama going on Yom Shishi, and we were carried with Melchama. So how can you make all the Simcha first on a day when there was Melchama going on? You can only push off later, the Simcha was going from Shabbos and onwards. However, there was no Simcha before. There's no reason for the Maisel, the Shabbos means that we do it on Yom Yishin. How is our Kolkim, the Mishnah Brewer himself, coming down, Maral Chavit, that says that the Babli disagrees with Yishalmi, and the Babli holds that Eichlami should make the Suda on Shabbos Kodesh, make the Suda on Shabbos. And in Mishnah 18, he brings down the Pri Chodosh, the Pri Chodosh says, Yishvimachma, and do it, he himself is Noi, Yishvimachma, sign on Shabbos, and sign on Mishan, both days. There's a third sheet of...
What are you doing there?
Oh, yeah. But the third cheetah is the economic pseudo on Yom Shishi. Who is the third cheetah? The song says, in book of Rav, Mishnayis and Mishnah Beis, Rav said, it's the army that those who are tiny to make a pseudo on Yom Shishi. So, Satan also says, Chag, or others, they send you to Rav, and Shuva, and Simon, Beis Alok, and Simon, Beis Alok, and Kofi. It says that the Rav, Achim, Chabur, Yishlein, V'hoi Yitei, Amin, Yachol. The Rav knew what the Mechop, Yishlein, whatever he says goes. So they bring this down on Tudor's forum. You look at the Rav and saw, you're talking about, first of all, the Rav knew the Lachas of Al-Nisim. It's going on Al-Nisim, not Tudor's forum. The Rav said Al-Nisim was on Shabbos. But oi... Erev Shabbos, and if the army Yom Rishon, he brings out a second cheetah, and we Nisham the name of Yom Rishon. So tell me the makar for Erev Shabbos is the Rav, because it's the army, he brings out a second cheetah of Yom Rishon, and he said that it's the army. The makar is Nisham. So before if I catch it from the Rav, where the Ikkud is passing, the Ikkud is Yom Rishon. Fine, the big right name was is thrown beer. However, the other Mishnah, we do hold that only the Rav and the Abkimon Malala brings down to all Shita, who all says, they consider it as Shabbos in the Bekei Yosef, the Tafesh Pechas, since as well, says that some Iri Shita, it's more the Syria the Miri, the Ikan and Iri does end off with saying that a person should have the Pseudo on Yom Shishi. The Kitta, we have three different Shitas, one type of Pseudo, make a din. It's like an Iri and the Ra'ah on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Isn't how Ma'alach brings that Mishnah down from Ma'alach to have it on Shabbos Kodesh. Who is it? Like Yishan, the Ikan of Haikim is a Yom Shishi. So the Kamachayim says, the person who is near Shemayim, Shemayim is trying to get all three, he's going on Matal Tavlenim, and he says those words also, the Iker, he doesn't say all three, but on Tzuna, he says those words also. So David there's a minute, they're going down, near Shemayim, the people are doing a little bit on Friday on Tzuna, a little bit of a Tzuna on Shabbos, and the Iker Tzuna on Yom Shishi. If once you're going to say, you have to Tzaf, and Erev Shabbos, like Tzaf on Shabbos, then before, why did Tzaf, is it on already? That thing is Shemayim, or different, if she did a dash of heat in the essence of four Shemot, that's on Er Shabbos, except for Shabbos. The Mosh says, in top of the case, it's a base, he's going in every year, Chai Mishka the Simcha, Zechi Mishka the Simcha Kisat, and base Yomim Yedalva Tazvo. The Mosh says, Zechi to have Mishka the Simcha on both days Yedalva Tazvo. Therefore, people want to say, you should do a little bit on Er Shabbos, a little bit on Shabbos, why not be Shabbos? It's your Mala Mokka, you know, he has to do a little bit on Er Shabbos and Shabbos, Kisat.
This year is the Sunday of Shabbos?
No, it is. You don't know. You tell them. So you don't. Erev Shabbos only. Tezvah is my favorite. Mishnah wouldn't have to be close anyway. But tell me, that's the other thing. We have Ramah.
Am I talking about that
the person in Mishnah? To
Eglon,
yeah. Mishnah said Eglon. Mishnah himself was saying, it says during the day. What about at night?
But
in Kassas 1, it's
Kassas.
Mokta. Can say, but send you to Ramah. Don't tell me if you use the steers and the rabbits, two cheetahs and the rod that's put on the ground that the screen is what he's talking about. It's a rabbit. Right, it's not saying what the Ramon says 2 days, it says days Yom Yidam as well. What's Yom? Is Yom Dakar during the day? Maybe even coming in, even at night. The Mishmur over there says, he says, let's say a person, he comes at night, he says, and he has to die, what should he do? He's moved the steers off. He gives him an answer, he says, very simple. Fetch, go down. Come back and continue on your pseudo. I have to continue on the pseudo tonight on. He says, the mitzvah of the simcha, the mitzvah of the simcha is both things. So he takes that more simcha, on the first, he keeps you down, and says, continue on into the night. That means you learn your chlamy about this, the whole process of the mitzvah night. You bench.
You don't
tell me simcha. No, you bench.
And then you continue.
But then continue, he says about it, and he says, the akar yotel, the effort to eat, the lish joy, the drink, the lish joy, to be happy. Why the mitzvah of the simcha pays yom?
No.
So he said three mamshim. He's saying that even like the Yiddish I seem to come down and says, not the way, but to come down from that, you know, Kiyah. There is no Kiyah that night, it could be the mitzvah night. It comes out, we have a mother that says, yom, you don't have we have a father, a mitzvah, we have a Kiyah during the day, and night we have a mitzvah already. Therefore, one thing is saying, this man is there, from a shul, you should be a machman. People say, one be a machman, that's not the halacha. Aber das ist das richtig, wie macht man das? Wenn sie mit mir macht, man sagt, lobe, dann war das so einfach gut wie du.
Ne, wie ein Abstand, man dann am Schambes, because of the Schambes, wie immer.
Ne, Michel, ja, but it's, they won't put it there, it's, it could be an Agam. Kann sein, but so many, again, it's only Erev Shabbos, yeah? Shabbos, Yesh Lodin, Yesh Bechal Kapshu. It's not putting a simple there, it's a ktas, it's like, you know, break before the Dickens, the simple, you're not putting the simple there. That's what you're telling Shabbos, because it's not only telling Shabbos, because it's not Nikah the simple. That's why you have to make it on Shabbos, on Sunday. But what, you can have simple on Shabbos. But then you're telling Shabbos.
According to the Chodesh, every morning of Shabbos, you go in.
When the Chodesh is, today is Shabbos and Sunday. It's every morning.
Well, every morning of Shabbos, that's actually the simple matter, but if she didn't have
that in. Because it's about Shabbos and Sunday.
But I know it's the morning of Shabbos.
So, yeah, whatever.
So if you didn't have Nikah, then maybe you did it, Shabbos and Sunday.
Oh, so now, well, how much to be moisim the pseudo? So let's say a child, how much the person be moisim? So if I should say the acre, one thing is nothing, or why not working the nothing acre? You get something special, isn't it? Correct? No, it's not nicker to be a real kishmak simple. It's a little bit. These are akara. There's different levels of akara. However, and there are some who want to be mathematician moisim the whole entire pseudo. Well, often if I can say you'll be mathematician, don't be moisim. One thing, not from which the whole entire pseudo.
But if you know the issue, maybe that's not the case. Maybe I'm more stuff. It's not quite reading, not quite reading, but...
Usually people put out the bottom line. That's tough, but back in the white, I have bottom line, and then it's still the notion of self-making. Next, I love the Mishloach ones. So, there are, first again, by the pseudo, we have three different sheets. So there are a couple of places, and kind of the Mishloach ones, it totally is in the pseudo. And the Bach, the Mogad Ram, the Abbas, the Kipodesh, the Bikin Mishnah Brewer, they all pass in that Echlam Mishloach Mon is probably in Sudo. That means if Sudo is maybe Friday, maybe Shabbos, maybe something, the Tzad Mishloach Mon is maybe Friday, maybe Shabbos, maybe something. But take it a step further, even if the Echlam Mishloach Mon is Sudo is your mission. That's the Echlam Mishloach Mon. Mission. Even that, there are three sheets, what to do when Sudo is your mission. First Mishnah Brewer, he passes again the Echlam is a mission, the Suda, I said Mishloach Mon goes after the Suda, and therefore you pass into the Ikkad mission. A second sheet is the Chatnish and the Knesset Gdela, and others, they kind of the Mishloach Mon goes to Dhamma with Matos Lajainim. They pass into the Vada, the Suda is a mission. However, the, either you can say the Pasuk puts the two together, Mishloach Mon, Matos Lajainim, or other stars, they pass into the Ikkad time Mishloach Mon is Yem Shishin, goes together with Matos Lajainim. The Korban Sound, in Perak Aleph, the Mazayin is Dalit, he says, again, the Nikkur Tzuda is the emission, and then why is the emission because it's not Nikkur? The Shloach Mon is Nikkur. Therefore, when you do the Shloach Mon, you should do it on Shabbos Kodesh. So it comes out first, the Tzuda, we have three sheetahs. And even to say Tzuda is the emission, even in that, we have three sheetahs, where the Shloach Mon should be. Therefore, again, it goes down, the Yerushalayim should be Machmur, and they give one thing on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, they give one thing on Shabbos Kodesh, and the Ikkur thing, like the Shloach Pasch and the Paiskim, and now the Shloach Mon will be given on your emission. Well, the Shabbat is the Kinyin. So first of all, the first mitzvah is worked out on a thousand mil, also the third mitzvah. The different age they want to say, maybe want to be machmer, is that you can be cleaner for the person before Shabbos and give it to him on Shabbos. So therefore, you just give him the pile, the mice, be cleaner for before Shabbos. But other age, you have to meal when you serve him on Shabbos, even your food is also the kind of mitzvah Mishloach Mon. Mishloach Mon is, you need a Kinyin. It gets a lot of the Shabbos in the Kinyin. Before he's eating it, he used to be cleaner. Now what about drinking wine? What is that? So of course wine is totally in the din of either Mishra or Simcha. Mishra is together Ikkad Yamishim, or Simcha the Ikkad Yamishim, totally together of Suda. So first, the chiv of the yain is the chiv is dafke yosem mehegeloi. The kiim is atlo yodam. That's how the Rosh Hashanah paskins. Mekka the psach halacha seems to be that in a time there is no chiv atlo yodam. The chiv is chayv yishma besumay. A little bit that's the chiv yosem mehegeloi. A couple. More than that, it's only a kiyum. And therefore, first that's to get rid of the chiyum. Now, how is it to be matzah? Again, you want to take all, your shemayim will be matzah all 3 days. So very simple, have one cup of Shabbos, one cup of Shabbos. It gets you a little bit high, it makes you feel good, and you become the chiyum. And on Shabbos, you make it your ikur day. Now, you want to say again, that chur, what's the matzah, yayin, it's not good. So again, chur to Ramal. Same Ramal that says, the chiyum mishti v'simcha, the tzach v'yayin, is going mishti v'simcha, which is yayin. So again, the chiyum is starting with the chumas of 3 days of the siddur. We have another Ramal, the same Ramal, the chiyum to have yayin, on all 3 days, again, Shabbos says, what? Make the Rish Lachalik, we have the chiyum chur on the Shabbos, the chiyum Ramal. The Ramal says, mishti v'simcha. Mishti v'chur means nechor and yayin. And Mishpah himself, he says, Le'echov al-Lishtois v'smoyach. He says, Lishtois on before from the Koran Ramah. So Ravah, again, we have Ramah, the person should have one cup on Erev Shabbos, one cup on Shabbos, and then the Iker should be on Moshe Shabbos. This is Erev Agel, also Eitzel, some people want to be matzah all the way, Agel Yotam, all 3 days. So I've seen in other years that people who do it on Friday Shabbos, they're so sick, and they're so gone, they don't feel good on Sunday, they just don't enjoy Purim on Sunday. Now, if Eitzel Taito, they put lose out the Gishmak on the Purim on Sunday, they should not do it on Yom Shishi and Shabbos Kodesh. Whether, again, there is no chiyatu, and possibly in the own ta'alot, it's not something that's kedai for them. It's possible to lose out the ikkedai when the gishmakai, you may simply what's going on. My parents, I got a common poem, so I'm telling them about poem of shulis, different halachas. First question I get from my mother, so when do you dress up? So I feel like I know everything. When do you dress up? So, when do you dress up? So first, what is the reason why the Quran dress up? So Shammah already, it's not very tzaddik vav, it's because the Shammah says the Inu is out of Simcha. If it is out of Simcha, so again, the Ikkad day is Yom Yishu, that'll be the Ikkad day. It's from, they bring down the second reason why you put on a kachoyisim, you dress up, is not from a vayishin on you who's collecting money, collecting stuff on the vehicle, they go out collecting, until you get back, if so, my thoughts are getting the Ikkad day, is Yom Yishu. So the reason why I'm trying this far, the old Ikkad from bring down the Kansaras. On page 156 in the Talmud, the Chumash Kedeshim, Harishim, and he writes that he's talking about a case of a vet here, a person that's Purim on Yudalim. He writes the person on the Purim Yudalim is not really for him to dress up on Shabbos Kodesh. And he explains why. Let's understand. They're talking about a vet here, and the meaning of those times to get dressed up, Siam Purim, Siam Tushim Purim. Why? In this simple of all things. But you're telling before, the man that he's showing you, the meaning is to get dressed up, not the one day, 2 days. He says this time is not really to get dressed up on Shabbos. One, because maybe a day of Yisroel, you might do a Kesel Tayama, you might do Tefillah, you sell things, Tefillah, you do makeup. That everyone knows when you put on costumes, it takes a while, it's not easy, and you start fixing things up. And maybe a day Yisroel, Mamas derives it, it's not abundant. And therefore he says it's not right, you don't say it's off there, it's not right to get dressed up on Shabbos. And he's going to the case of a Yudal of the Ben-Yer, who didn't, by us, a Ben-Tazam from Shulish, who after Yisroel, the reasons that he's going to apply in Shabbos. Boy, the Choshev of Yisroel, who another person is not going, that person might have get dressed up on Shabbos Kodesh. No, the Svarish of is doing on Simcha, but it's still the same. All Svarish is doing on Simcha, there's no Islam way over it, because Mike is doing with the El Sakhar, therefore, so each day you're doing with the El Sakhar, that's the whole heaven. There's another law for Tafari Tzadik Dalet that says, call up Pusha, Yad, Moshe Moy. Anyone takes up the hand, you should give him money. Whether he is an Ani, not an Ani, you always give every person. So, also, which exactly day does that apply? Which day? So, the Mechava puts it together with the law of Matanus Lav Yainim. Together with the law of Yainim, if so, it says that someone's kind, he has to say the form of Shulah, should be printed for the name of Yerushalayim, exactly what to do. He says that Ikadei is Yimshishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Matanus Lav Yainim is Erev Shabbos. Who are there? Call up Pusha, Yad, Moshe Moy. Now it is the same in Purim Shulish by Zarker, I can't say pronounce his name, he says that you read a Ritva on the Zion of Manalath and Megillah, and the Ritva says that Kolapash Yad Marishma is Medin Simcha. So therefore he kind of writes numerous times in the Sefer, Medin Simcha, the Ikkid day of Kolapash Yad Marishma is your vision, so it's on Sunday. Another halacha is making Shafiyadu, every year the president makes Shekhiyana will buy a big Megillah, and he says, why for Mitzvah Yom? Child, what to do this year, because we make Megillah, there are Mitzvahs the next couple of days. So again, the Pesukim, the Iker says, so the Zalman says, you do not have to be Mahatir to get a peri or a beggar on Shabbos or Sunday. And the Pesukim see go, the Iker says, you do not have to be Mahatir. However, the other ones will be Mahatir, one time you should get a new peri or a new beggar on Shabbos and Sunday to have it. When you make Shekhinu, that's not really Shabbos, but the Sunday, the Iker, that to make a Shekhinu on the peri, you have in mind for the Mitzvahs. But again, the Pesukim go, like from Zalman, he says, you don't have to be Mahatir. This makes the cool of the Moses in the cases. Go through 20 different cases that are negated from Mishulish. First case is Megillah, the Lafayette, we pass in his Erev Shabbos. Second case is Matos Avyonim, also in passing his Erev Shabbos. Third case is Suta, that the Ikra Din is a Mishin, held in the Inn of Tas on Yom and Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. The fourth thing is Yang, also the Ikra is on Yom Mishin. And also again, there's an Inn of Tas on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. The fifth thing is Mishalach Manas, the Ikra Din Mishin, Yishimani Shimachna on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. The sixth thing is on Nisim, that the Lach is on Shabbos, that we do say it on Yom Mishin and on Erev Shabbos, you do not place there. However, by the Suda, a person says, Suda firm on Yerushan, a person translates during their Achmonis. Another case, seventh case, the Big Day Shabbos, what day should you wear Big Day Shabbos? So, Gershon Amazonathal, he writes on Erev Shabbos, and he writes on Yerushan, on the bottom of Shabbos, top of Big Day Shabbos. The Big Day Shabbos is saying all 3 days, he says, once you get dressed up, put a tully upon a kainim, if it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, or the Yerushan. However, and it's also Yaisa Toy, it's better not to get dressed up on Shabbos Kodesh. A tenth halacha, a ninth halacha is when you show the Dosh Malachas that you do on Shabbos Kodesh. Tenth halacha is Yodhi Malach, you do it on Shabbos Kodesh. When you say Kala Poshim Yad, Yaisa Moy, that's either Erev Shabbos or Yom Yishim. When you say the Lashon of good Yantif to a person, when you say that Lashon, so someone's Chaim, also in the Seder Apomi, printed for Firestone, you write over there, they say good Yantif on Erev Shabbos and on Yom Yishim. Both days you say it. Now why not say good Yom Tov on Shabbos? Maybe it's a Zulfa because Etzim, there's no Kriv on Shabbos. I say the Lamalik, it's an Etzim Yom is Shabbos, so it's real life. But why not say good Yom Tov? Did not say to say good Yom Tov on Shabbos. Maybe you say it. He only says to say good Yom Tov on Erev Shabbos and Yom Yishim. A third thing I'll offer is when you say Shekhinu, so Me'ikah with not with Me'ikah Megillah, there are those who want to be Machmer, and you should also buy a period of that on Yom Yishim. The din of one deal of Malacha, another is the 14th case, is Machlokes of Yerushim Malacha on Erev Shabbos, on the Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, the Shabbos Kodesh, and Yom Yishim is that the Machlokes if a person should not do Malacha all day, or should not do Malacha from Chatzos and onwards. The 15th case is Shkolom, that every year you should do the Machlokes of Yerushim Shkolom, here everyone agrees, do it in Machlokes of Shekel on Thursday already. The people who are knowing to do Tefillah, to go to the Mikvah before Purim, when is the date, when should you do it? So the Rindani also do it before the Megillah, which we done on Thursday. A 17th case is Ramah of the Oval, Zeroinim. No, what that is, I'm not sure, but Zeroinim, when your person should do it, so there's 4 times they can swarm to eat it, aside on Leo Shishi, and also on Moshe Shabbos, Leo Shishi Thursday night, and also Moshe Shabbos. What? It's because the public says, Daniel, I ate it. A 18th case is when they say the feud we have in Mishman Esther, what day is the Bina and the Gavil says you say it on Shabbos. If you say it in Mishman, don't say it at all. Din of Hesed, we're not going to have to do the site on Shabbos, sign Shabbos, sign Yerushin. A 20th case is Tainus, we're not going to have to do the site on Shabbos, sign Shabbos, sign Yerushin. A 21st case, Matul al Offal, the Shuot Shabbos, Shai Chuba, the Kumi and Safari Samak Dalam, is you should be Mashkim on Purim, get up on Purim early. I'm not sure which day. Yishlayim, you have to look in the Makar what the reason to get up early is, and Yishlayim. There is one other Shalom that, from yesterday, the Makar, is this, because not as that, everyone knows, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, the day of Skulas, of Tulas, of Makashas. Which day? Is any of the person should daven and have a shaykhus and a kiyum of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Which is the ikkadet? Is it Erev Shabbos, the day of Kirshmanet? Is it Shabbos Kodesh, the day of Kedushas, the Kedushas HaYayim, or the ikkadet should be? Or is it the Yom Rishon, the day of Simcha? Which one is it?
Fine, it didn't call
Pesha Yad. So if you want to call Pesha Yad, place in light, it's just like in this world, we give a name, call Pesha Yad, place in light, hold it on Kadosh Baruch Hu, call Pesha Yad, place in light, that'll come out, will be my focus. If it's Yom Rishon, or is it on the Yom Shishi? Which day is it? There are other reasons I bring down. So I'm going to read other reasons, different from the one kind of that since we did the Kriyat Megillah, and Kriyat Megillah is the Kabbal, the Torah of Yer Hatzim, therefore Kosh Baruch Hu does Mida Kneged Mida, and he's Memala Aaron Watson also gives us whatever we want, therefore come out, Ikedei will be Yom Shishi. Another reason I bring down is we're Anim to Kosh Baruch Hu, therefore we're Anim gives, therefore it's not Medina Kol HaPashyam, it's Medina Kol HaPashyam, it'll also be Yom Shishi, different from us. So Rav Zegar asks, which day is it? He says, is it any of all 3 days? Yes, I mean, all 3 days, each one has a point, each one has an Indian. So he got to get some value, he has a patient, he has to buy my conscience, it can be on passing, he has to, is any of my conscience.
So he has to
Yeah. Each line, you have to, the seventh degree of my conscience, of Shabbos in general. But you have to know, but my sister, he says the Indian of whatever you can dominate, you could dominate, he feels like a Kosh Baruch Hu, that is, times is shy to all 3 days. I mean, it comes down to people in Kuzbah, America, what do they have? They have mamshich, they rush, they're so tired and busy, they have to eat the seed before the stock book at size. And the mamshich, they're so tired that they have mamshich lose out the whole forum, they have no time to have a shaykh, they came to Kosh Baruch Hu, by cautious and fuels. Awesome, we have 3 whole days. And we have mamshich spaced out every year. What? No, he said the Indian all 3 days. Not the Indian on Sarfik. The point is the Indian all 3 days. It's clear to Kosh Baruch Hu and the Simcha, and the Maimon can recover every day. Anything you want to pick, that day might be less mitzvahs, there's more time to give up. But Baruch Hu, this year we have more time to have a craving for the Shekhar Sekhar Shabbat. So that is something that we should not just waste the time in 7 days drinking and getting high and intoxicated. There's a high email and a point of Purim. And Baruch Hu, we have now a chance to reach this high point and we have more time, especially even this year. That Purim Shalosh is later on, that gets key even much later. We have a whole long day, 3 days, the moment to have Shekhar Shabbat. Tachmi Rizekot, as Amon says in the Purim, Salam Adam, Salam Amayit, Bavad, Bechad, and Libo Yud Bishamayim.